Welcome back. This is the Allstate Showcase Studio, Steve Cochran Show number 1003. The fortunate thing about our friends at CLTV and what we do here on 720 WGN every morning is it gives us a little room to stretch in this 9 o'clock hour, and we can talk about really important causes. And one of the things we know painfully, as much as anything else, is for all the conditions we do know and the conditions that we fund, there are literally thousands of conditions that are underfunded, that aren't understood, and need research and testing and more. It brings us to the story of Ellen and Bob. And let me start with you, Sean. Who was Ellen?
Ellen was my mom.
And she passed when?
7 years ago in March.
Conditions called retinal vasculopathy with cerebral leukodystrophy. Is that close?
Yeah, right. It essentially means the deterioration of the small blood vessels in your body. But you notice it the most in your brain and in your eyes.
And very rare.
Very rare.
Very rare. And this is a woman who was nothing but healthy.
Nothing but healthy.
Mom and a grandma.
Great fit. Yep.
And she got sick and fought it like doctors didn't believe.
Exactly right.
So when she passed, when did you decide a great legacy would be to try to raise money for this type of thing?
Well, we were beginning to raise money as she got sick and finding the right researchers all around the world, which turned out to be in St. Louis, where we lived at the time.
Great medical facilities in St. Louis.
Yeah, at Washington University.
Yeah, sure.
And so we began fundraising the research, and in that time we discovered the specific gene, and since then we've been able to find more patients who are suffering from this and have it in their family line. When we found the gene, we found other labs that were studying that gene in Dallas and at the NIH. And so we've been able to we've been very lucky to have the wherewithal and the network to fundraise and create a focus around the around the disease. And then after my mom passed, my dad moved to Chicago and found a home here and quickly got connected with Redmond. And Redmond became this experience and a family for us in the arts community in Chicago. And I got really engaged to help bring more young people to show them that kind of art experience.
And it grows upon itself that way.
Right, exactly. And so when Red Moon was no longer, Now Cabinet of Curiosity, I thought there was an opportunity to create an experience like that that also fundraised for what was really important to my family.
And it leads to a big Halloween event we're going to tell you about, but introduce our guest here as well.
I'm here with Frank Mugeri, Cabinet of Curiosity.
And I would
and
not,
a lifetime theater guy, right?
A lifetime theater guy, yeah. Coming up on 30 years. Thanks for dating me.
we were friends until then.
Cabinet of Curiosity events is not a replication of Red Moon by any means. Now, my aesthetic personality was obviously, because I was there for 25 years, woven deeply into the experience of Red Moon. But Cabinet really is serving two very different purposes. One, to develop very intimate, engaged, interactive experiences in the theater and outside of the theater, as well as ritual experiences that are modern, new, unique, and innovative, and consulting on events like Sean's to develop environment and experience that's really exciting and unusual for people.
So with an arts community as vibrant as Chicago's, there is no shortage of creativity, I'm sure, that have folks have great ideas. And your job then is to go out and help them showcase what their creativity is, maybe fine-tune it a bit and make it work for the event they're doing?
Not necessarily.
Oh, I thought I was so close.
You're doing well, though. Thanks for working so
playing
hard.
Playing your game.
The way that I see Cabinet is that I curate both myself and other artists' work into a frame that serves some sort of spiritual or faith-based expression for audience members.
So what's happening on Halloween?
Yeah, so we've actually, Frank wasn't quite ready to work with us last year, so he connected me with two incredible people, Carrie Kennedy, who's the executive producer and creative director of Chicago Ideas Week, and Donna Sue Van Cleef.
Yeah, we know Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie's great.
Yeah.
And Donna Sue Van Cleef, who works with Jam to produce Chicago Gourmet, another incredible person. And the two of them plus me worked with 13 different artists last year to create this other world kind of Halloween event. The only thing about Halloween is that it's a costume party. It's really a light art based sort of immersive experience. that was inspired by everything that Frank did with Red Moon, and now Frank's with us and putting his own fingerprint on it.
So and Frank, it sounds like you've really got to be there to understand it. In the process of being there, you're also going to help this cause tremendously.
I think that's really true, and it's an experiential event, so it's designed to be, you know, both intimate and engaging, and that it's not like a gala or it's not a theater experience. Really, you are living within the immersive environment that is defined by illumination and light experiences that are exotic surprising, that will really capture audiences' imaginations in ways that I expect will have not been captured prior.
Age appropriate for everybody?
Absolutely. So there's two parts. There's a dinner part from 7:30 to 9:30, and probably an average age of 50 or so, and those people stay as long as they can or want to.
They can stay awake.
and then after all,
they're 50.
We could build a bedroom for them somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Like a little napping
hotel.
Quarters.
Yes. We're still planning. And at 9:30, we have a lower ticket price that just becomes a late night sort of party that takes place in the same space.
Cool.
And our hope is to, as Sean you know, is really aware of and very smart about, is to capture the audience and experience that was Bone Shaker, which was Red Moon's Halloween party for 9 years.
Yeah.
And to kind of return them now into a really different circumstance. And by that, I mean, Bone Shaker was a party for Red Moon that created revenue for the institution at large, but he's generously, and I think with a really good service mind, you know, it's now using this as a way to raise money for this particular disease that very few people are looking at or understanding in any manner.
I get a good vibe from you in
but
a way.
Not Sean.
But no, Sean, I've never liked. No, but I get a good vibe from you and that you got a big heart and you want to do this. But you were very honest off the air talking about a medical struggle that you're going through now. Does that drive you more towards this, or were you involved prior to?
Well, I think the universe is uncanny.
Uh-huh.
Unquestionably. And Sean is right. Last year when we started talking about this party, I was not prepared to do that because I took a position at Chicago Children's Theater as their education and community artistic director, of which I've had incredible success with and continue to devote myself quite fully to that institution. And last year was really a time for me just to do that.
Focus.
I needed to succeed there after the demise of Red Moon. And then this year, more uncanny is that, yes, I was recently diagnosed with what's called primary central nervous system vasculitis, which is something 1 in 2 million people get.
Not 1 to 2 million, 1 in 2 million, and it may soon be 1 in 3 million when they redo the math.
Yeah, and at one point we even thought maybe what I had was what Sean's mother had,
right,
just for a few days.
The symptoms are incredibly similar.
They are incredibly
similar.
Rare.
Yeah.
But the big piece of the thing that I'll try to weave together here is that my mission with Cabinet of Curiosity Events is really service-based. It's a non-for-profit entity that's attempting to create ritual and personal experiences for people that have greater service output, meaning I want to help people.
Yeah.
And this event perfectly fits with that. And it perfectly fits with my crisis right now, which is this medical condition that's unusual and not well defined. And it does feel like this is the perfect way for me to give back and participate in the solution versus living in the problem of medical crisis.
And the foundation is called?
The Clayco Foundation.
The Clayco Foundation.
Which supports a couple of our own initiatives. One is this, and we've struck a deal with Washington University that has very low overhead, so all of the proceeds that come through the Clayco Foundation through Illumination have, you know, only a 5% fee that the hospital charges, and the rest goes directly to research. And the other one's called a Clayco Career Development Initiative, where we help young kids and, you know, less than ideal high schools in St. Louis right now, bringing it to Chicago, learn trades, electricians, carpentry.
Fabulous.
Things like that. So,
what is the website for the foundation?
Well, the website for the event is illuminatechicago.com.
Okay.
And the foundation you can get to through claycorp.com.
Claycorp.com. And I'm sure you're linked back and forth on both. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to do this.
Oh, it looks cool.
Halloween party?
Yeah, it looks fabulous. Yeah, it does look fabulous. And, you know, and just reading the notes on your mom, she sounds like somebody I wished I'd known.
Thank you.
She had that sort of effect on people?
Oh, yeah. People still today talk about how much they love her. I meet people that I've never met who the first thing they say is, I loved your mom.
I just want to read this paragraph. I don't know if you wrote it, whoever did, but I think it's a really sweet tribute. Ellen and Bob started dating when they were 15, married for 25 years with five kids and three grandchildren. They had an extraordinary run. Their relationship was full of ups and downs, strengths and weaknesses, heartache, tragedy, and blessings beyond their young and wild dreams. Ellen was a passionate person, divined purely by the fierce motherhood and giving spirit that she owned. She cared about everyone she met and made no foes along her journey. Doesn't that sound like somebody you wish you knew?
Absolutely.
Like we missed out.
Absolutely.
She's a great mom.
Yeah, so you were lucky to have her in your life, obviously. Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say to you, Frank, other than I wish you well and God bless you, because
thanks.
What you're going through and devoting the energy to this, you deserve all the credit in the world. But I hope we can help you build Cabinet of Curiosity as time goes on, too.
I think everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, so do I.
And you know,
plus you're making that hat work, man.
Yeah. the one thing that I would, for myself, end with, and what really inspired me by Sean's ideas this particular year for Illumination was this notion he had of, I want to develop a playground of light. And interestingly, the beautiful tribute that you just wrote about his mother and his father is, you know, it's really powerful, but it's sad and relatively mournful. But the way that Sean has approached his event is the opposite. It's really celebratory. And the idea of a playground of light, of which, you know, he's imagined a number of new pieces of equipment and physical experiences that guests get to interact
That's
with
really
while
cool
they're
visual.
There. Is incredibly exciting. And just the words playground of light, I think,
yeah, works.
Brings tremendous hope to the world that we live in right now. And the event is as much about hope and redemption as it is anything else.
And boy, don't we need it now.
For sure.
Absolutely.
All right. So for tickets to the event, where do we go again?
IlluminateChicago.com has links to the tickets and a way to donate as well if you don't want to come to the event.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
My best to your family. And Frank, good luck in the fight.
Thank you, sir.
I think you're going to be just fine, too. Roz, thanks. You should have come on the air.